KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting out, taking a look at high school football. The game we had for you last night here on the radio was an eight-man District 7. Three defensive touchdowns spurred the Cam Cougars to a big 54-38 win over Lennox last night. The Cougars returned two fumbles and one interception for scores to secure that important District 7 road win. The first drive was indicative of how the game would play out. Lennox won the toss, took the ball. Tigers converted two early fourth downs and worked their way all the way down to the Cam 15-yard line. A holding penalty moved the Tigers back. Then two plays later, on the 16th play of the drive, the Tigers fumbled, and Joe Kaufman scooped up the loose ball, ran it back 55 yards for a Cam touchdown. The Tigers had taken 8 minutes off the clock, but found themselves down 6-0. Lennox tied it up on their next possession on a Brad Larson touchdown run, but the Cougars struck right back when they finally got their offense on the field. Lane Speaker took the Cougars' first offensive play around the right edge for a 65-yard touchdown run. The game would stay close much of the rest of the way, but the Cougars would never trail. Cam led early in the second half by two scores at 32-18 after a Cade Tickner interception return touchdown. The Tigers climbed back to get within 32-30 on their next drive. Lane Speaker's second of three rushing touchdowns pushed the lead to 38-30 for Cam after they failed the two-point try, when the Tigers were then driving to try to tie the game late. That's when Cam came up with another huge defensive play. Connor McKee scooped up a Cullen Wood fumble and ran it back 65 yards for a touchdown to give Cam a comfortable advantage with about 3.5 minutes left. The two teams then traded late scores to finish off the game. Lane Speaker finished with 125 yards rushing and three scores on the ground. He had one catch for 35 yards and a touchdown, and also brought back a kick return for another TD. After the contest, we caught up with Speaker. He talked about that big play. He actually forced the fumble from Cullen Wood that was scooped up by Connor McKee for that late important touchdown.
Yeah, there at the end, I felt the ball pop out, and I started crawling for it, and I saw Connor pick that up, and I had full faith in him returning. He did, and I was so happy.
And Speaker talked about this being a great test for them here at this point in the season.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely the hardest game we played all season. It was a good competition, especially heading into next week. Yeah, we needed that, and that was a good one.
And Cam head coach, first year at the helm, Barry Bauer, after the contest, talked about his team just finding the right moments to come up with some big defensive plays.
They're a great group of kids, and they're very resilient. They could have easily folded in a lot of different ways. I mean, shoot, we couldn't get in a rhythm offensively because they had, you know, they were just ball control, and got some fourth downs and things like that. But when you get the turnovers in the right spot, and then you return three of them for big chunk of yardage, two of them for touchdowns, and then one here at the end that Lane did, you know, that's big. That's huge. And I think that's where you just got to take advantage, be very, very patient with what you do.
And Bauer was very impressed with the way his team handled himself, and said it was just a good football game.
I'm glad I'm on the winning side, but I told their coaches after the ball game, I said, that's a heavyweight fight right there. I don't care who you are, what you are. If you wanted to come to Lennox tonight and see a football game, you saw a football game. You got your money's worth tonight. So I'm proud of those guys. I'm proud of our guys. You know, it was fun for our fans. You know, they were loud back here, and that's what it's all about.
Cam improves to 5-0. They're set to host Fremont Mills in another big District 7 game next week. Fremont Mills currently out in quarantine, so we'll see if that one's able to go on as scheduled. Lennox falls to 4-1. They will take on Stanton Essex next Friday night. That game will be played in Essex. Also last night in high school football, the Atlantic Trojans picked up an impressive road win over Des Moines Christian 38-0 to improve to 4-1 on the year. The Trojans blew the game open with a 21-point second quarter and tripled the offensive production of the Lions by the end of the night. Atlantic rolled up 342 yards of offense and held Des Moines Christian just to 101 yards. Garrett McLaren had an efficient performance in the passing game, going 11 of 14 for 184 yards and 3 touchdowns. His top target was Colin Mullinex, who hauled in 6 catches for 124 yards and 2 scores. Atlantic dominated the time of possession as well by hanging on to the ball for 33-46 of regulation. The Trojans took control of the district lead, and they'll travel to Shenandoah next week. That's a game we'll have for you here on KJN. Des Moines Christian falls to 2-1 on the year, and they are set to travel to Red Oak next week. In other high school football scores from around the area, we'll start in the rest of the 8-man scores. In District 7, it was East Mills 47-12 over Bedford, and then East Union edged out Griswold. A late score by East Union. Griswold had a chance and were driving late, but they threw an interception in the end zone to help East Union secure that victory. 18-12, the final there. East Union edging out Griswold there in homecoming for the Tigers. By the way, that Cam game and that Griswold game, you can go back on the KJN-TV, Cam Cougar channel, and Grizz Tiger Vision channels to watch, rewatch the replay of those video broadcasts of those games from last night. Also in District 7, it was East Mills 47-12 over Bedford. In District 8, Arweva beat Booyer Valley 50-38. Coon Rapids Bayard, a big win, 55-12 over Woodbine. West Harrison Whiting was a 56-42 winner over Exira EHK. And Audubon picked up an 80-7 win over Glidden-Ralston. Two straight weeks that the Wheelers have rolled up 80 points as they get ready for a big game against Coon Rapids Bayard next week. In Class A play, it was in District 8, Nottoway Valley beating Wayne 47-0. In District 9, Riverside rolls to a 49-6 win over Sydney on their homecoming night. Also, Tri-Centery fell just shy. They were ahead a good chunk of the game, but Southwest Valley scores late and wins it 19-14. The final there, Southwest Valley. In District 10, it was IKM Manning picking up their first win with a 2014 victory over Ridgeview. West Monona Whiting topped Westwood 36-22. And Logan Magnolia was a 26-21 winner over Woodbury. In 1A play, in District 8, Van Meter tops ACGC 46-12. Woodward Granger, a 36-17 winner over Kemper Catholic. And Panorama beat West Central Valley 46-0. In District 9, Underwood 50-7 over Esac County. Trainer was a 46-6 winner over Missouri Valley. And OABCIG topped Maple Valley Anthon Odo Charter Oak Ute 63-14. Big one coming up in that district next week as Underwood will face OABCIG. In Class 2A action last night, outside of that Atlantic 38-0 win over Des Moines Christian, it was Greene County 48-14 over Red Oak, and Clarinda wins the Page County Super Bowl in impressive fashion 45-10 over Shenandoah. In 3A District 9 play, it was Denison Schleswig 7-0 over Creston Orion Maxburg, and Harlan able to pull away in the second half to beat Carroll 28-14, and Lewis Central spoils Glenwood's homecoming with a 42-14 victory there for the Titans. And in 4A action, Abraham Lincoln was a 43-6 winner over Sioux City North. That's a look at your high school football scoreboard from last night. Moving on to Major League Baseball, Daniel Ponce de Leon pitched one-hit ball over six innings. Tommy Edman hit a two-run homer, and the Cardinals beat the Brewers 9-1 to split their pivotal doubleheader. In the opener, Christian Yelich homered, and Brent Suter combined with Devin Williams and Josh Hader on a five-hitter for the Brewers in a 3-0 win. Both teams are among six NL clubs still vying for two open postseason spots. Milwaukee is two games behind St. Louis, and the Cardinals are percentage points behind Cincinnati for second place in the NL Central. The Reds did clinch a playoff berth, though, later in the day on Friday. In an interleague play, other scores, it was Tampa Bay 6-4 over Philadelphia, Miami 4-3 over the Yankees, Cleveland beat Pittsburgh 4-3, Atlanta an 8-7 winner over Boston, the Cubs beat the White Sox 10-0, Cincinnati a 7-2 winner over Minnesota to seal that playoff spot, and the Dodgers 9-5 over the Angels. In the American League, Toronto 10-5 over Baltimore, Kansas City 3-2 over Detroit, Texas beat Houston 5-4, and Oakland a 3-1 winner over Seattle. In the National League, it was the Mets at Washington postponed. Also, Arizona was a 4-0 winner over Colorado. San Francisco beat San Diego 5-4. And then San Diego turning the tables in the second game of the double dip 6-5. And Arizona an 11-5 winner over Colorado in the second game of their doubleheader. We'll have the Cardinals and Brewers for you again here tonight in that big contest. 5:10 pregame coming up here this evening. First pitch will be at 6:05. And then we'll have the series finale coming up with a 1:20 pregame on Sunday as well. And a couple of other sports notes. The Celtics have extended their season with an outstanding third quarter in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. They trailed by 7 before outscoring the Heat 41-25 in the third and won 121-108 against Miami to extend that series. Game 6 coming up on Sunday. Also, the Tampa Bay Lightning showed the importance of power play goals as they took a 3-1 lead in the Stanley Cup Final. Kevin Shattenkirk's power play goal, 6:34 into overtime, sent the Lightning to their third straight win, 5-4 over the Stars. And the Mid-American Conference had been the first major college football league to postpone their season. They now become the final one to jump back in. University presidents in the Big Ten, Pac-12, and Mountain West have all decided to play this fall instead of spring. And MAC games will now start on November 4th, a championship game set to be played on December 18th or 19th. And Georgia State's postponed their game against Charlotte because of the coronavirus. The school says it decided not to play out of an abundance of caution because of some positive tests and contact tracing. It's not known if that game will be rescheduled. Iowa State set to be in action here today on the road in Fort Worth to take on TCU. That's a 12:30 kickoff. Will be televised on FS1. That's a rundown of sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.